In sports and really, in any high stakes moment in life, those tiny milliseconds, that little flicker of hesitation, it can completely change the outcome. We spend so much time, so much effort building physical strength, speed, getting the technique just right. But how much time do we really spend training our mental stamina? What if, like, you could train your brain just like a muscle, unlock all this potential you didn't even know was there?
Yeah, that's exactly where brain endurance training, BATE, people call it, comes in. It's a really specific cognitive conditioning method. It's designed precisely to improve your brain's resilience to fatigue, especially in those high-pressure spots. And what's really key here, I think, is understanding it's different from, say, general mental skills training or sports psychology. BATE really focuses on improving your brain's efficiency, how it uses energy, we call that neural efficiency, and also its ability to stop you from making impulsive mistakes or getting distracted. That's inhibitory control. This whole approach was first really brought forward by Dr. Samuel Marcora, and it's been developed further by researchers like Walter Stiano. It's gaining a lot of steam now, for real-world use in sports, even tactical fields.
Okay, right. So let's unpack this then. Our mission for this deep dive really is to get into what BET actually is, how it works on a practical level, the science behind it, which sounds pretty compelling, and maybe most importantly, how you listening can actually start using it, how you can build that mental stamina, sharpen focus, and fight off fatigue when it counts. So, yeah. Let's dive into why mental fatigue isn't just, feeling a bit drained, why it's often a massive game changer that gets overlooked. It's not just, oh, I feel tired in my head. It's like a measurable state, right? A real drop in brain function that hits performance hard, even if your body feels okay.
Exactly. And the research is, well, it's remarkably clear about the impacts. This cognitive fatigue, it genuinely slows your reaction time. It makes you less accurate, slows down your decision making, and maybe the most frustrating thing for athletes, it massively increases how much effort you perceive you're putting in. So tasks just feel way harder than they should. And beyond that, it lowers motivation, makes you much more likely to make mistakes, costly ones. This isn't just a feeling, it's a quantifiable thing happening in the brain.
Wow, that paints a pretty stark picture. Is there any specific research, maybe a study, that really highlights this, both the impact of fatigue and how BT helps?
Oh, absolutely. There's a great example, actually. A 2025 study in the International Journal of Sports Physiology and Performance. It involved elite youth epee fencers. And this study really showed the power of BBEAT. So the athletes who did just 5 weeks of this brain endurance training, they showed basically no drop in their sustained attention, even after doing a task designed to make them mentally tired.
No drop at all.
Essentially, yeah. Think about that. Their cognitive performance just stayed stable. Normally, you'd expect it to tank under that kind of mental strain.
Right.
But the control group, the ones who didn't do BATE, they had a significant drop in cognitive function. The results were just crystal clear. BATE genuinely builds resistance to mental fatigue.
It's fascinating, isn't it, how often this mental side just gets missed. And this kind of mental stamina, it's not just like a bonus. It feels absolutely essential in any sport needing quick decisions, sharp focus, keeping that control. You mentioned fencing, but I'm thinking soccer, baseball, MMA, football, racing. The list goes on.
Absolutely. In those arenas, the mind really does become the separator, between good and great performance.
Okay, so theory is one thing, but where is this actually being used now? On the field, in the real world? Because you said it's not just in labs anymore. NFL, MLS, Olympic teams are using it.
Yeah, the application is spreading fast, and it's being used in very specific ways. Take pro football players. They're using DDT to get better at multitasking, keeping focus sharp, making those split-second calls under pressure. Cyclists, runners, they're using it to delay that feeling of effort. It literally lets them push harder for longer before hitting that mental wall.
So they feel less tired mentally.
Exactly. The perception of effort changes. Padel and tennis players, they're seeing better shot accuracy, more consistency, even when stressed in a match. Elite fencers, like we talked about, are cutting down on those concentration lapses that happen after they've been mentally strained. And it's not just sports. Military tactical teams, they're using it to build resilience for high-stress, high-stakes situations.
That's really powerful. Okay, so we know the what and the why, but for people listening, the big question is probably, all right, how do I actually do this? How are these BET sessions structured? You said it involves mentally tiring tasks, things like response inhibition, attention, memory, and doing them with physical activity.
You got it. Understanding the how is definitely key. There are mainly two ways these sessions are set up. First, you've got dual task sessions. So here you're doing cognitive tasks, and things like Stroop tests, where you name the color of the ink, not the word.
Oh, yeah, those are tricky.
They are. Or go-no-go tasks, training yourself to react only to certain things, ignore others. Or NBAG tasks, which really push your working memory. You do these while you're doing light to moderate physical activity, like cycling on a stationary bike or walking. This setup mimics making decisions while you're physically and mentally tired. A common example might be, start with a quick 5-minute reaction test, then maybe 20 minutes of inhibitory control tasks while you're cycling, then finish with another 5-minute reaction test to see how much fatigue affected you.
Okay, so you're measuring the difference.
Exactly. And the second format is intermixed sessions. Here, you stick cognitive drills in between your regular sport drills or sets during practice. So even during your physical recovery time, your brain has to stay switched on, stay active. It keeps that mental load high throughout the whole training.
And the idea behind how the brain actually changes, it's basically adapting over time, right? Getting more efficient.
Precisely. Neural pathways get stronger, more efficient. The athlete just becomes genuinely more resistant to mental fatigue. It's like optimizing your brain's operating system for working under pressure.
Makes sense.
And yeah, for actually doing this, there are specific tools. Soma NPT is the one used in most of the research. It's basically an app, a platform that gives you these customizable brain tasks, makes it easy to scale, track progress, and implement. It's all about making the brain itself more efficient, especially when things get tough.
Okay, we've covered the basics, but here's where I get really curious. What makes BET genuinely different? There are so many performance methods out there. What's its unique edge?
That's a really good question. And yeah, this is where BT kind of stands out. It offers some distinct advantages. First, it really enhances decision-making speed. Athletes can react faster, more accurately, even late in a game when fatigue usually creeps in. Second, and this is huge, it reduces perceived exertion. Tasks literally feel easier.
Wow.
Yeah. So athletes can go longer without hitting that mental burnout. Imagine running a race where the end feels, well, less awful mentally. Third, you see better consistency under pressure. Mm-hmm. That mental resilience keeps performance high when others might start to wobble. It also seems to boost recovery awareness. Athletes get a better sense of how mental fatigue built up for them and how to bounce back quicker. And finally, maybe the most profound thing, it translates across different sports.
Because it's the brain.
Exactly. The brain's the command center for everything. Mm. So the benefits apply, whether you're on a football field, a racetrack, maybe even in a high-pressure job. It's training the core system.
That broad application is really key. But, you know, with any new-ish method in sports science, people have questions, objections. What's a common misconception about BET? Or maybe even a fair criticism. And, you know, what does this mean for you, the listener, if you're thinking about trying it?
Right. Fair point. And yeah, these misconceptions definitely hold people back sometimes. The big ones often, isn't this just mental toughness training, just grit? And the answer is really, no. Grit's important, sure. But BEAT is about actual neural adaptation. It's rewiring how your brain handles fatigue and decisions. It's physiological.
So it's changing the hardware almost.
Kinda, yeah. Another one, oh, only elite athletes need this. But actually, the research hints it might be more effective for amateur and developing athletes. Starting earlier seems to lead to bigger adaptations.
Interesting.
Then it sounds way too complicated, but honestly, it can be really simple. Like 20 minutes, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
An iPad and a bike might be all you need to start. It's pretty accessible. And lastly, people say, well, I already watch film. I do visualization. And those things are great. Super valuable for strategy schools. But BT trains the engine behind the strategy. Your raw focus, your alertness, how you manage fatigue itself. It complements those other skills. It doesn't replace them. It builds the foundation so they work better under pressure.
Okay, that clears things up. So if someone listening now is thinking, all right, I'm interested. I want to try this. Let's give them some practical steps. How can they actually get started?
Definitely. For a beginner-friendly way in, here's a possible path. Step one, maybe take a mental skills assessment. Understand your baseline first. Reaction speed, cognitive control, focus. See where you're starting from.
Know your numbers.
Exactly. Step two, choose your platform. We mentioned Soma NPT. It's recommended because it's what the studies use. It's built for BEAT-C, so you know you're using a validated tool. Step three, dive into your first week. Maybe aim for, say, 3 sessions a week. Start simple, 20 minutes of cognitive tasks while doing some light cardio, like cycling or walking. And importantly, measure your reaction time before and after each session. That lets you track progress and see the fatigue effect lessening over time.
Okay, tracking is key.
Absolutely. Which leads to step four, track and adjust. Just like lifting weights, you need progression with BET. As you get better, as your brain adapts, you need to make the tasks a bit harder to keep challenging it and driving more adaptation.
Right, you got to keep pushing that limit. And I guess for people wanting more tailored guidance specific to their sport or goals, there are systems out there, like the NeuroXcess system at Pro Level Performance you mentioned. They build custom plans.
Exactly. For that really deep, personalized approach, systems like that can offer expert guidance, essentially acting like a personal brain training coach to build protocols specifically for you.
It really feels like, well, every athlete hits a wall sometimes, right? But the ones who overcome it, who push past it, they're not just physically tougher, they seem mentally sharper, more resilient.
Yeah, I think brain endurance training isn't just some passing fad. It feels like the evolution of performance training, from the absolute top competitors down to youth athletes, even tactical units. That ability to stay focused, make sharp decisions, resist fatigue, that's becoming the new benchmark, the new gold standard.
So it leaves you with a question, doesn't it? If your brain controls literally every decision, every move you make in competition, why wouldn't you train it with the same focus you give your body?
It's a powerful thought. How could really embracing this missing link of training the mind? How could that redefine your approach to performance, to resilience, in whatever high-stakes situations you face? Makes you think, doesn't it?